To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of the sun and blue skies breaking through the clouds over the snow-covered forest at the end of the road as a tractor emerges with a full load of the white stuff comes to us from yours truly as I captured this scene while out working at Skyline Drive in Melrose, New York on the Ides of March. Well, it's Thursday, and I share this end-of-the-road pathway photo as an admission that the snow's beauty can be appreciated even if you would rather not see it, and as a reminder to keep walking and talking to God on the path of Christian discipleship, even if it seems like something has come to an end, and you may have to turn around to find your way. How many dead ends have you run into in your journey of faith? I know for a time in my travels, I thought I might have the gift of prophecy because the Lord gave me guidance as I attempted to walk in the Spirit, and good and amazing things started to happen. But after I saw that my expectations of the future did not turn out the way I saw them happening, I realized that predictions, even if I made them just to myself, were best left to weathermen. And we know how successful they can be at times, as the dreams and visions that I had concerning where I thought God was sending me was far from 100%. And unlike the modern, quote-unquote modern prophets who stand on the scripture that says we know in part and prophesy in part, as license to speak prophecies that are sometimes fulfilled and sometimes not, I know the Word of God enough to remember that anyone speaking prophecies that were fulfilled less than 100% of the time were not to be feared, and the Word indicates that they shall die. After all, even a broken clock is right twice a day, but that doesn't mean we should trust it or seek its wisdom. We are to go to God for wisdom. So, while I believe that the Lord can guide us through listening prayer, through his word, and through the Holy Spirit calling Scripture to come to mind, revealing truth and showing us things to come, we have to be careful because I know that from experience that because we have our own ideas and agendas about how we would like life to go, and because there are spiritual forces of darkness that would love to deceive us, just because we think a thought we get is coming from God, it may not be the case. We have to discern the spirits, and when we don't, we make mistakes and follow false paths or trains of thought that lead to dead-end disappointments. But if you find yourself at the end of the road of a bad presumption or prediction of what you thought would happen, don't get discouraged. God is with you, and times of disappointment and trials are used by Him to teach us to depend on Him only. So, in the spirit of trusting God and submitting to Him only, let's continue our journey into the season of repentance as we enter into day 20 of Lent and our current series as we continue on the 40-day journey with Dietrich Bonhoeffer. As a reminder, and as we will say each day of this journey, we take this path to mark the season of Lent and to draw closer to God in anticipation of the celebration of Easter, knowing that if we take this journey of repentance seriously, we will not only see the days and seasons change, the Lord will use it to change us too. You can sign up to get this devotional yourself by going to the Bible Gateway link on the blog. So without further ado, let's enter into day 20 and see what it's got. Well, Bonhoeffer writes, "Only the obedient believe. A concrete commandment has to be obeyed in order to come to believe. A first step of obedience has to be taken so that faith does not become pious self-deception, cheap grace. The first step is crucial. It is qualitatively different from all others that follow. The first step of obedience has to lead Peter away from his nets and out of the boat. It has to lead the young man away from his wealth. Faith is possible only in this new state of existence created by obedience." End quote. And they call Peter and Bonhoeffer calls Peter into his text there, and not surprisingly, the biblical wisdom today comes from Mark 1, verses 16 and 18, and the word says, "As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, 'Follow me, and I will make you fish for people.' And immediately they left their nets and followed him." And so there's a great example from the Word of God for concrete, you know, immediate obedience to the call of Christ. He calls us to follow him, and they immediately drop their nets and follow him. Anyway, we move on to the questions to ponder from our study. And the first question is, how do you understand the relationship between obedience and true faith? Well, as Christ said in John 14:15, if we love him, we will keep his commandments. So my understanding is that true faith is exemplified by obedience. If we believe God's word is true, we will obey what it says by applying it to our lives. Now, please understand me. I know that we are not perfect people, and because of our personal failings and the world, the flesh, and the devil, we may struggle to obey and fall short of God's perfect will. But I believe that God calls us to repentance and sanctification, knowing that we can make progress, achieve victories, and experience freedom when we surrender to the Lord and his desire that we be conformed to the image of Christ. It's not about perfection. It's about progress. As we faithfully follow the Lord, we will eventually be amazed at how he is transforming us and by the fruit of the Spirit that grows in our lives. The next question is, how might a first step of obedience change your relationship to Jesus? The first step of obedience demonstrates that we actually have faith. The first step of obedience demonstrates to the Lord that we truly do believe and we trust him. That first step and every subsequent step along the path of Christian discipleship opens the door to a deep and profound relationship with Jesus, as the Lord will guide us into sanctification and into our purpose for his kingdom. So take that first step and keep going. The Lord will not lead you astray, and he will guide you in the way you should go. Let's see. The next question is, why is the first step qualitatively different from all others that follow? As I indicated above, the first step is qualitatively different from all others that follow because it demonstrates the authenticity of our faith experientially. The classic illustration is faith in a chair to hold your weight. We can say we believe the chair will hold us up, but the true first step of our faith is shown when we actually sit down in it. Throughout Scripture, the Lord calls his people to do something, to obey what he says. When they obey, they show they believe and that they are his, and he then calls them to do more, to walk with him. As we move along in the study, we go to our psalm fragment. They present Psalm 95, verses 6 and 7. The Word of God says, "O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice." So let's listen to his voice and follow where he leads. And if you don't hear his voice, you can pick up his word and read it out loud. That's God's word. And that's one very simple way of hearing his voice. Draw close to God in prayer and Bible study, and he will guide you. We move on to our journal reflections of the study, and they prompt us with this question. Is there a moment when you took a first step of obedience? If so, write about it. What was it like? How did it change your life? There are several first steps we take when we follow the Lord, like praying for someone in person, out loud for the first time, sharing the gospel, preaching in public, going into the mission field, getting baptized. I could write entire, you know, blog post about any one of those instances in my walk of faith. So I just summarize them here as they're some of, and then I write, some of these steps of faith may have been met with fear and resistance, but when the call to do them was obeyed and taken, they all came with the confirmation that I did what the Lord wanted me to do. And they all led to a deeper dimension to my relationship with God. In every instance, they led to the conviction that I was God's child. I really am a Christian, and that he could be trusted, and he would always be faithful and present with me when I faithfully followed and obeyed him. The next journal entry prompt or question is, do you need to take a first step of obedience? If so, any ideas or intuitions about what form that might take? I sure do need to take a first step of obedience. It's called step into the next thing that God has for me. What that is, I don't completely know. But if I abide with him and follow him every day, I know that I will be in the perfect position to take that first step of the next thing when I get there. This is a walk of faith. The steps don't stop, and God is always doing new things in our lives. So boldly step out when he calls you to. Personally, my next step, there might be a recovery ministry in the offering. I was asked about it, but I don't know if it was a real offer or just a question. So if the call comes, I'll probably answer. Again, we can't play the possibilities. We can only do what we're asked to do. So that's why we walk by faith every day, because if we just spend it speculating about what might happen, we're not sure. For the next year, I am in the School of Prayer Ministry with Deeper Walk International. So every Thursday, more or less throughout the year, I'll be involved with that. And the rest of the days of the week, I'll have that. I plan to continue with the blog 6 days a week. And with the Bible study on Sundays. So those are always there. And some might say, wow, that's a lot. That's more than you need to do. But there's always more. I want to know the Lord more. I want to be obedient. There's some crucifying of the flesh that needs to be done in terms of, taking care of my health goals. I want to be healthier than I am. Not so consumed with comfort eating sometimes. And I want to, be a little more financially secure, maybe a little less spending here and there. Not that I'm out of control, but, I think we can all do better. God calls us to. He calls us to represent him. And when things are out of order, we should try to bring them into order. So there's that. And then there's always, what happens, the stuff that isn't part of our everyday. Someone will come along and ask you to do something. The question will be, can you do it? And should you do it? If it's from the Lord, the answer is yes and amen. But we have to discern that. And we got to be careful with ourselves not to overextend ourselves. The idea, though, the thing that lies behind all of this, I do none of this to be approved by God. I know I'm accepted by God as I am. I could stop doing everything I do, theoretically, and know that I'm secure and I'm significant and I am accepted by the Lord just as I am the moment I said yes to Jesus. But we got to do something with this life, so let's be faithful and obey the Lord, And why do I do it? Out of love for him, not out of some obligation that I have to earn rewards, although that would be awesome. We can't really count on that. But what we can do is enjoy our lives by living and letting Christ live in us. So that's a lot. That's not on the blog today. And I'm not going back to write it, but there's my steps, the next step. We'll see. I don't know, and there's a lot I know and there's a lot I don't know. It's called the future. I don't know. And, I don't know a lot beyond that too. So let's go seek out the truth and find out what God has for us. As we move into the intercessions, which may help because it's prayer, and that always helps, especially today's prayer, which directs us to pray that you, your family, and your spiritual friends would have the courage to be obedient to whatever God is calling you to. So when we get prompted to pray, guess what we do? We pray. And, you know, we shouldn't be shy about it, doing it out loud, especially when it's an audio podcast. Anyway, Lord God, I pray for myself, my family, and all my spiritual friends near and far, that we would be bold and courageous and obedient to the call that you put on our lives. We have come to know that you are faithful and trustworthy, and we pray for you to guide us into your purposes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And finally, the prayer for today from the study is, Gracious God, grant me the wisdom to see what you need me to do and the courage to do it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, that is day 20 of Lent. Granted, we got all day. So you should walk, talk, and pray with the Lord and try to, be obedient to whatever call he puts on it, on your life. Because when we walk with the Lord, there's an immense sense of peace as we don't have to figure things out, that we're not alone, and the Lord's walking with us. And that's why we do the podcast and the blog, is to encourage people to come into this life of faithful living, just living by faith in the power of the Holy Spirit. With a basis. Now we'll have to deal with, our lives, our jobs, our family, and everything. But, we set the foundation each morning, with this for a reason, because it sets us foundation for peace. And we walk with the Lord throughout our day to remind us that we're not alone and, everything's going to be all right, even if it's a mess, because we're with the Lord and he's with us. So, that's that. We also, as always, we direct you to go to mtforchrist.org, where we always share insights from prominent Christian theologians and counselors to assist our brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk as we continue. Well, we begin, actually, chapter 10 of A.W. Pink's Sovereignty of God. And, if you want to know what that's about, you're going to have to go to the blog, because I'll be adding it after the podcast here, because I didn't look at it. But I'm going to do that real quick right now. Chapter 10 of The Sovereignty of God is all about our attitude towards his sovereignty. So that sounds pretty, what's your attitude toward God's sovereignty like? Well, A.W. Pink will weigh in on that. So if you want, you go to mtforchrist.org and you'll see that resource at the end of today's blog post as we continue sharing from it. We do that to encourage you and to share its wisdom. It's been a long time since I read the book, so I don't know exactly what our attitude towards his sovereignty is supposed to be, but I would guess that we should be pretty encouraged by it and know and rest in the fact knowing that God is sovereign and he's in control of all things. So that's that. As always, we invite people to check out our discipleship classes for Victory Over the Darkness, The Bondage Breaker, and Freedom in Christ. They're all available on the podcast and our YouTube channel of the same name, MT4Christ247. And if you email me and ask for the materials for those classes, I'll email you the Word docs that I handed out in class, basically study guides and handouts, to encourage you to do some individual study. And so you listen to the messages and you answer the questions, and it's you and God coming together to grow, to learn about who you are in Christ and to experience your freedom in Christ. As always, we also encourage Bible study. We got to know what the Word says. Can't be one of these super spiritual Christians that don't read the Bible and just trust in what the pastor says or whatever. I mean, you're supposed to have a personal relationship. We don't worship the Lord by proxy. So get the Word and read it. Charles Stanley says, knowing the Word of God is part of our destiny in Christ, according to his book, Finding My Destiny, or whatever it's called. I'm reading that currently. So, you know, read the word. And if you want a Bible study to listen to, we invite you to check out the Bible study we do once a week called Bible Study with the Sincotis, where Arthur, Susanna, and I, and my wife, Tammy Lynn, sit together and discuss a certain topic based on the Word of God and, you know, talk about discipleship. So we invite you to check that out. We do have a day job today, so we should get to that. And so let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. Lord, we just thank you so much for all that you do in our lives to encourage us to take another step of faith into new things that you have for us. And so today's a new day. And we ask you to encourage us along as we go, as we step into this day. Lord, as always, we want to represent your kingdom. So help us to do the best job we can do. And open our eyes to the things you want us to see and the things you would have us do. Lord, we pray for the people who are listening or reading this message that you would bless them, that you would come alongside them in their prayer request and encourage them in their walk that, that tells them that they're on the right path and to keep going with you and to be obedient to your call on their life. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and we love you, and we pray all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.